wrong today to fully understand our salvation, to participate in the truth that by trusting in Jesus Christ as the fulfillment of God's promise, that today we can celebrate the fact that He is our salvation, that we can put our trust in Him, that His death on the cross satisfied the wrath of God, the wrath that we justly and rightly deserve because of our sins against a holy and perfect Creator. You see, God, through this new relationship with Jesus Christ, He enters into our life. His Holy Spirit becomes united with our spirit, making us alive with Christ Jesus eternally. God then gifts us spiritually, and He does this for a purpose so that we can participate in the body, which is the church, and that as we find our place to serve God in the church, we further the kingdom. We allow the church to fulfill its purpose, teaching others of this salvation and this transformation, letting them know that it's made available to them and that no one deserves it. This great gift, this good news of who Christ is and what He's done for us, right? And I can tell you, if Jesus Christ can save me, if Jesus Christ can change me, then He can change anyone. When you've experienced this life-changing relationship with God through Jesus Christ, connected eternally with Him through His Spirit, that's how you know without a doubt the further promises of eternal life are guaranteed. If we look at this letter and we look at this teaching, like we can come to a place where we understand why Paul can be content in prison. Right? As we bring the message to a close, I've got some serious questions to ask. Is Jesus enough to bring peace and fulfillment to your life? What if the only thing that changes is your heart? Is Jesus going to still be enough? What if your crummy job doesn't change? Are you ready to be changed? What if broken relationships are never restored? Are you ready to be restored? What if the overwhelming circumstances in your life aren't removed? Are you willing to let Jesus come in and remove the worry and the doubt? Today is the day for each one of us to receive every spiritual blessing in heaven. But can you put down whatever it is that you're holding on to in order to take up Jesus? I'm going to close in prayer and we're going to open the altar. If you've made a decision today, if God has challenged you, if His Spirit is drawing and calling you, don't waste the opportunity to start that relationship. Don't waste the opportunity to engage in and receive those blessings. Because God is going to do awesome things in your life. God is going to give you an opportunity to reach out, to touch, to impact another life, to change another life, to restore another life. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I just pray over Your word today. I pray over the sanctuary. I pray over the hearers. God, I pray over the conviction that Your Spirit may be bringing. Father, that we wouldn't delay in entering into this relationship with You. Father, that we would participate with You today in worship, in the purposes of changing lives, in the purposes of pouring out blessings. Father, we just want to be united in an understanding that God, we want the things You desire for us. God, the things that seem to have a grip on us in our lives, that God, we trust that You have the power to overcome those things. So please, God, have Your grace and Your mercy pour out today. Remove barriers and challenges and fears of responding to You. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.